So we're on the top of Samach Beis Amud Beis. We're going to cover Samach Beis Amud Beis, and then we're going to do Samach Gimel both this week. So let's start top of Samach Beis Amud Beis. Second line, Amar Rava. So we're talking about things that, you know, we were talking before about things Talmidei Chachamim should not use the Torah to, lift themselves up. But now we're going to talk about things that Talmidei Chachamim can actually, step aside from because of the Deres HaMechachim. So Amar Rava, Sharvali Letzuba Mirabana Lameimar Layahivna Akarga. So HaMechachim can say he's not going to pay the head tax. The Chsiv, Minda, is that how you say the word?
Minda.
Minda below V'halach Lo Shalit Lemirma Aleihon. It's a pasuk in Ezra. So the Gemara is going to darshan this pasuk. Amar Yehuda Minda, can you translate the pasuk?
None shall have authority to impose upon them Minda, Bilo, and Halacha.
Right, so they're putting on them these three things. So Minda, Bilo, and Halach. So Amar Yehuda, Minda, Zu, Minas HaMelech. So Minda is a tax, like a
land
tax from the king. Bilo, Zu, Kesef, Gulgasa. So Bilo is a head tax. So Halach, Zu, Arnona. Arnona. The Ran says that's Sudas Hamelech, Kishaholech Vimakom Lamakom. So different types of taxes that you pay to the government. So the Amarava, Shari Leila Tzur. Fine. So these are things that the Tzur Mirabanan can choose not to pay. So the Amarava, Shari Leila Tzur Mirabanan, it's somehow below their dignity, whatever. So they don't have to pay. The way the Mefarer says it, Lo Yehivna Akaga on the fourth line there. Any rotsa litain mas bishul shani chacham. I don't want to pay taxes because I'm a chacham. Okay, fine. So va'amarava shayru li latur mirabana lemeimar avda denura ana. A tam chacham could say I'm a person who worships the sun god or whatever. The mefarash says eved shel avodas kol chavim plonis ani. I can say I'm a I work for the avodah zara. Ve'ini rotsa litain mas, and that's why I don't want to give any taxes. Nura Shem Avodas Kol Chavim. So it's the Nura's name of an Avodah Zarah. So basically, we actually have this in last week's parsha that it was two weeks ago, that even as Yosef gathers, basically brings all of Mitzrayim to be slaves to Paro, because they all need to pay for food that he saved. So the Kohanim, right, the Egyptian priests, they never have to do so. They're given like a pass on these things. And so similar thing. If this Tam Hakam says that he's an Evid for this Avodah Zarah, he's allowed to avoid the tax. He's allowed to do that. Wow, my time, huh? Because what he's trying to do, he's trying to chase away a lion. Not literally chase away a lion, but the point being, doesn't mean that he's actually a worships of Avodah Zarah, but he's just trying to get rid of this annoying death. So he can do that. Basically, he's allowed to lie in order to not have to pay the tax. Ravashi Havale Hahu Abba. So Ravashi owned a certain Abba, is a certain Ya'ar, says Rashi, says Mefarash, is a certain forest. Zavni Benura, and he sold it to Beis Avodah Zarah for Nura. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi, how equal if you're allowed to take Mikshal? What do you mean? How could non-Jews are not allowed to serve Avodah Zarah? So if I sell a non-Jew items they need to do their Avodah Zarah, that should be Lifnei Iver, right? I'm providing for them the opportunity to do an Avera. So Amalei Rav Eitzim Lahaslaka Nidnu. So he says, no, you're serving them what is he doing? He's selling them a forest. They can use the trees to burn firewood. So the Havamin is, he thinks they're going to use the firewood for their Avodah Zarah because they light all types of fires for their Avodah Zarah. And he says, yeah, but that most of the time people use firewood for, for keeping things warm, etc. They don't use it necessarily to do Avodah Zarah. So it's not Lifnei Iver because I can assume that the firewood, the wood that I'm selling them, the forest that I'm selling, they're going to use it for firewood. The fire says, La Sakan, well, look, before that, Lifnei Iver, the Inu Ka'avde Minah, Tzorech Avodas Kol Chavim, right? I'm basically giving him that we need just for Avodah Zarah. The answer is no. It's La'asaka Ninu V'kamocha La'asaka Dami Lo Avodas Kol Chavim. I can assume since most of the things that are sent over that are used there, the wood is used for just regular heating the building and heating their houses, etc. So I don't have to worry about that. Okay, fine. Okay, next Mishnah about the different another type of nether. So even the Mefarish actually has this language, Amar Konam She'eni Toim Ad HaKatzir. So we have in our Mishnah Ad HaKatzir, but it's an extension of the initial Mishnah, which we saw, which is all about Konam She'eni Toim, right? It's each time saying, I'm not going to drink wine or do whatever, eat bread, whatever I'm going to do, until a certain amount of time. And that was the first mission in the parak. So there's a continuation of those conversations. So Konam She'eni Toim Yayin Ad HaKatzir, right? I'm not going to drink wine or taste wine until the Katzir, typically meaning the harvest. So if I say I'm not going to taste until I get to the katsir, until the time of the katsir, so that's actually yarchil am liktzor kitzir chitim, until they start to harvest the kitzir chitim, harvesting the wheat. Avalo kitzir seorim, but not the harvesting of the barley, which presumably happens after. But says the Mishnah kol lefi mekom nidro. It all depends on where you are when you make the nether. Okay? So, imhaya behar, v'imhaya bibika, behar, v'imhaya bibika, bibika, meaning if he's in the mountain, and he says, I'm going to take a nether not to eat, not to drink wine until they begin the harvest on the mountain. So then that means, he says, arakatsir, right? So, but the place where he is the mountain. So then it's arakatsir behar. So he didn't say behar, but it must be, we assume, in the place where he is. And if he's in the valley, right, he's in the Bika, so then when he says Arakatsir, he means Arakatsir Babika, right? So the implication being that we assume that based on where the person is, when they make the nether, if they didn't explain otherwise, obviously if he says, I'm not gonna any time yayin ad Hakatsir Babika, and he's in the har, so fine. But if he doesn't, presumably it's a case where he doesn't explain. He just says Arakatsir, so depending on where he is, if it's different in that place, so that it goes based on the place where he is when he makes the nether. Fine. yeah, look at the Mefarish, he says. Amar konim she'eni toim Arakatsir, ashi yadchilu liktzor chitin ka'amar, velo katsir se'orim, v'katsir se'orim have muktam. Sorry, se'orim is earlier. But the assumption is that if he just says Arakatsir, so we assume he means katsir chitin. Again, same thing. Presumably because most people cared about wheat more than they cared about barley. So because barley is a food for animals and wheat is a food for humans. So the point being, if he doesn't explain, we assume he means katsir chitim. Fine. And same thing. Im haya bahar b'shas haneder alfa bishi yared bebika aser al shiyachil liktor bahar. Presumably means he goes down to the bika afterwards, right? So okay, but when he made the neder, he was bahar, so we assume it's the har. Okay, fine. Next. Ad hagshamim. So again, what if he says konam she'eni toim yayin until the rain? Ad hagshamim. We'll see what this means exactly. Ad shihu hagshamim, or until there will be rain. Ad sheteired revia shnia. So that's until the second cycle of rain begins. Okay, what does that mean? So Mefarash says revia shnia. The Gemara doesn't explain what that means. But take a look at the Ran, who explains a little bit more. Look actually at the Ran first. We said Kolafi Mikoma Nidro. Everything goes according to the place where he takes the nether. It's about six or seven lines up in the skinny lines. Kolafi Mikom Nidro, Kolomar Mistama Bechom Maka Mikri Kitsir Kitsir Chitim. Meaning the assumption is, right? When I say Kitsir, I mean Kitsir Chitim Avayim Bemakom Nidro, Hurgulu the Cross, like Kitsir Saorim. Katsir stam, I call it Fimakom Nidro. And if he's in a place where everybody, the katsir means barley because it's a barley processing area and everybody knows that it means barley, so then when you say katsir, you mean katsir sorm, just depends on where you live. Vechenami imhaya bahar, bahar. And same thing, if I'm in the mountains, it means the mountains. Af bazeh, hochen achar mekom nidro, shimhaya bahar, hochen achar zman katsir shalhar. Same thing. It's the same point we've made before, which is that every time someone makes a nether, we go, and if they don't explain fully, we go according to what is the normal thing that a person would mean if they said such a thing. Fine. Okay. Person was saying, it was in this building, and said, I'm not going to go into the shul. Right, so we would probably assume they meant the main shul, not the base medrash. Let's say, right? That why? Because that's what we call it. This room. It never calls this room a shul. This really calls this room a base medrash. So a person just says, the shul. So we assume it means the place where most people call the main shul. Fine. So which we've said before, it goes up based on how we understand what people typically mean when they say what they say. Okay. But what about this point about Adag Hashamim? What is Revi Hashaniyah? So take a look at the Ran. So he says, Gimel Zmanim Shal Hashamim. This is going to be important for this whole conversation. There are three different, times that are important for rain. V'chozman kari revia. Each one's referred to as a revia. Al shem shagashamim rovtim al aretz. It's not because it's a quarter. Right? It's not revia from the quarter, but somehow revia is like from the language of rovates, right? Because it pours and rolls, right? It's moving along the land. V'katani the mitzar ad sheteru revia shnia. And so, why do they say persis adak shamim? So then it's until the second revia. Mishum de mistama shnia mashma she'ena makdembes kol kach ki revia bishon. I mean, it's not like the way beginning. A person says adak shamim, he means like it's really gotten going already, as opposed to the first drop of rain, right? Velo me'acheres kol kach ki shlishis. I mean, it's three. If you're in the revia shlishit, it's basically over the rain, right? If it's revia bishona, it just started. So revia shni means like, so adag sham means when the rain is already rolling. It's really going already. Okay. Just keep on going there. Miu lo bai acha ta'avor afilo ki amar achi hu agshami mishum she'ein's manan kavur. Right? So just like until it's over, we don't wait for it to be over, because when a person says achi hu agshamim, they don't, it's not a zman kavua. So when it's over, it's hard to determine. Fine. And because we're going to see that the timing is very specific. There are dates here for this. Fine. So go back in the Mishnah. So we said again. We said Adak Shamim Achiu Agashamim Achiteirid Revia Shniya. So they say Adak Shamim or Achiu Agashamim. That's the second. We're in the middle section, middle time of the rain. Rishim Gamliel Omer Achiagia Zmana Shal Revia. So Rishim Gamliel says no until the time of the Revia shows up, arrives. What does that mean? Says the Ran Achiagia. Meaning, he says, once the time arrives, the time we expect rain, even though no rain has fallen yet. Because since the actual falling of the rain doesn't have a set time, it's because sometimes it comes later, sometimes it comes earlier. So he says, what you mean is when you say, Adak Shamim, you mean the rainy season. Right, it doesn't necessarily mean whether we can call something a rainy season, because that's the time it's expected to happen, even if we don't actually see rain. Right, so for example, in Eretz Yisrael, we talk about Pesein Tal Matil Racha starts Zayin Cheshvan. We're going to see the dates in Cheshvan here. So you might say, Zayin Cheshvan, that's the rainy season. But it didn't actually rain. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying that I'm not waiting for the rain. I'm waiting for the rainy season, and that starts around that time. Let's just say, for example. Okay. So he says, Kach Nir Be'inai. So we'll see. Fine. It would seem from the way the Mefarshim are reading this, right? The Shmuel Yosef says, Ad She'Yagia Zman HaShaviyah. He doesn't mean to say the first one as opposed to the second one. He's just saying, it's not about where it actually rains, it's just about whether the time has arrived, right? But it sounds like he's not arguing about the timing. It's still Revi'a Shniya, but it doesn't mean it has to actually have rained, second time, whatever you want to explain it. It's not raining in that sequence per se, but whatever the revia shnia is going to be, when that arrives, that's enough. Okay. Ashia pasku kshamim. So what if you say until the rain stops? I'm not going to drink any wine until the rain's over. So what's that? So ashia yetze nisan kulo. Divrei Meir. Meir says that's when nisan's over. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ashia avor pesach. Yehuda says, no, as long as pesach is over. So we'll have to see what this mechokas is about. But we know the same thing. We stop saying, we say tel matar when? Pesach. Right, so it's not surprising. So that's that. All of these is that Pesach itself, but the bottom line is that's where all the these times certainly correlate. Okay, says the Gemara, Tanya, Hanoder Arakayitz Bigaliel, V'yared La'Makim. Person takes a neder until the summer in the Galil, and then he goes down south. So he's in the north and he goes down south. Afapishi Giyah Hakayitz Ba'Makim. Even though now the summer has begun in the further down the south, Aser Achiyagia Kaitz Begalil. So then it's Aser. He's still Aser until that time arrives in the Galil. The point being, this is again whatever Adakayitz means, right? It's Adakayitz. you know, being the end of, also something to do with the end of the rainy season. But the point being that this is a, you know, a good example of the question about kol lefi mekom nidro. Depends on where he is, right? That if he was in a certain place and then he made the nether in that place and then he leaves that place, so if there's a change because of the place where he is, so then you know, certainly we don't, again, we take into account the place where he was when he made the nether. Okay. So this, now we're going to talk about this whole question, this machlokas here about you know, arag shamim revia rishona revia shnir revia shlishis, etc. So Amr Zera machlokas da Amar arag shamim. So Zera says the whole machlokas is only if a person says until the gshamim. Ava Amar arag geshem ad zman gshamim ka Amar. Okay. So Reb Zera says, and we're going to attack Reb Zera. So it's important to know what Reb Zera says. So Reb Zera says, this whole machlokas is only when the person says what the Mishnah said, ad ha-gishamim, right, until the gishamim. Basically, the machlokas we had between the Tanakhama and Rishim Gilmiel, right, which is ad ha-gishamim, was until it actually rains during the second Zman. And Rishim Gilmiel says, no, until that time arrives, right? Is it rains or just the time arrives? But Reb Zera says this whole machlokas is only when you said ad hageshamim. But if you said ad hageshem, ad zman geshamim ka'amar, meaning if he says ad hageshem, everyone will agree, meaning even Mishum Malil is going to agree that it's just about getting to the time. It's not about actual rainfall. Okay? Look at the Ran. Machlokas de amar ad hageshamim. Klomar ki pligi tanakam Mishum Malil ibay ad sheteired vibay kishikia dafka. This is a machlokas. We just said, we talked about it, it's only when he says adik shamim. But amar ad hageshem, until the rain, afilo tanakama moda dad zman kishamim kamar. Right? Even tanakama is going to agree that this is until the time of the kishamim kamar. Velo mitzar ella ad shiagia zman revia shnia. And they agree it's not until the second time arrives. Right, meaning even Tanakama, who says it's about raining, right, actually has to rain during the Revi'a Shniyah. Rishon Gamliel says just about the time. So what Rabbi Zeir is saying is that even the Tanakama would agree if it says Ad HaGeshem, that it's not, that it's just about, it's all you have to wait for is the time. Okay, we might have thought the opposite because Geshem sounds like it's the rain itself. But the point being, this is until the, just in term time, just about the time. Fine. And but the Machlokas about whether it's the actual rain or the time, that's only if you say the words Ad HaGeshem. Okay, so the Ran has a kind of a long conversation here, which I don't think we should get into right now. But he basically asked the question, which we just basically asked, which is he just like what he says to Makshuacha, Amai lo mashma le nami le Tanakama ad hageshem yirida mamish. That's funny. Why doesn't ad hageshem also just mean actual raining, right? Ki heichad demash v'lei adak shamim, right? So he says, he has an explanation he wants to give, but maybe we won't get in there right now. But because the Gemara is now going to attack Rabbi Zeira, but fine. So, but that's how Rabbi Zeira wants to say. Fine, okay, fine. So, okay, so now Gemara is going to ask a question. So Meisvei. So ask the Gemara as follows. Meisvei. Okay, we're trying to make a contradiction. Ezo hizmanash revia. Okay, what is this, you know, what are these times? What are these times? Habechira begimol beninis b'shiva afela be'esrim v'shlosha divrei v'meir. So the Bechira, the beginning of the rain, is Gimel, and it says in Mefarsh, Bimar Cheshvan, right? It's the Gimel of Cheshvan. Beninis B'Shiva, the middle Zman is just 4 days later on the seventh day of Bar Cheshvan, and Afela, the end, is on the 23rd of Cheshvan. Okay, that's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'Shiva, u'b'shivasar u'b'eshim v'shlosha. So Yehuda says, don't start on the 3rd, start on the 7th, right? And then the 17th, and then the 23rd. Rabbi Yossi Omer, you can make a chart if you'd like. Rabbi Yossi Omer, b'shivasar u'b'eshim v'shlosha u'b'chodesh kislev. Rabbi Yossi says, no, start on the 17th, and then the 23rd, and then Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Okay, those are the three spots. It's basically just like, where do you fall? Somewhere between the Gimel Cheshvan and Rosh Chodesh Kislev, three intervals that will exist during that time. Okay. V'chein hayi Rabbi Yossi Omer, ein hayachidim mis'anin ad shegir Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And Rabbi Yossi would say, this fits Rabbi Yossi, that somebody who's a yachid, right, an individual person who wants to daven, and he hasn't rained yet, right, this is all Gemara's and Tainus, right, which we saw a very, very long time ago, right, which are all about what happens if it doesn't rain. And if you want to set up a fast day, you don't start making those fasts until what? Until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Why? Because again, that's the third revi. I mean, now we've been through the third, all three times, and the rain hasn't come yet. So that's the time to start this conversation about having a tainus and how we're going to make that happen, et cetera, et cetera. But you wait until then because that's the third time. So that's Rabbi Yosef Lishitaso, that he holds that the last marker, right, is going to be Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Okay. If you are reading Allah, this Tosefta actually, which is found in Tainus, Bishlam Revir Rishona Lishoyal. I understand why you need to understand, meaning part of the question is, what do I need to know these different timetables? Why are they helpful for us? So I understand to know the first one, right? Because if I want to start asking, right, for rain, saying Talamat Livracha, I got to know when it starts. So I get it. So it's a machlokas. It's the 3rd. It's the 7th. It's the 17th. Whatever. So I understand why I need to know the first one. Shlishis, the third one I need to know. The Hisanos. I need to know the third time, the 23rd, the first, etc. I need to of Kislev. What I need to know to when to start fasting. Right. Whenever this time is up, that's when the fasting starts. Ela Shni Elamai. What do I need to know the middle time for? Right. Why is that middle time important? So if I'm Rabbi Zera, l'noder. Right? So if your Zera says, I'll tell you what I need it for. I need it for someone who takes a nether. Right? Someone takes a nether and says, until the raining gets going. Right? The rainy season gets going. Okay? V'amrin in Allah, and the Gemara says about that. We say about that. Keman asla hadesani b'shem l'mliya omer gishamim sheyardu shiva yamim ze'achar zeh atamona behen revi rishona ushniya. So and they asked about this whole conversation here. Right? That Rishim Lil said, who is this, like? Which opinion is this? Meaning Rishim Lil, who said this thing, who's he saying it like? Because Rishim Lil said that if it rains for 7 days, right, back to back, 7 days in a row, right? So then he said, if it rains 7 days in a row, we can actually count both the first Revia and the second Revia. So who's that like? Kiman, Rabbi Yossi. Right, that's like Rabbi Yossi. Why is that like Rabbi Yossi? Because Rabbi Yossi is the only one who has two of the Revios 7 days apart, right? Take a look. If you go back to our different shittos there, right? Rabbi Yossi said, just kidding. Oh, he has Shivasar and Esrim Vishlosha, right? So 17 and 23. So if it starts in the 17th and it ends in the 24th, you've gone through both, right? Let's see. Yeah, take a look at the Mefarish. He says, "Bamin Allah Kaman Azla etc. Kaman Rabbi Yosi Dimiyom Yud Zayin Ad Yom Chaf Gimel Havu Shiva Yamin." Right, 17, 8. You think it's 6 days? It's 9. If you count the 17th, it's 7 days. Right, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. That's 7 days. Havu Shiva Yamin Di Rabbi Meir Lo Havu Ela He Yamin. Because Rabbi Meir's opinion would only give you 5 days. Because it was 4 days in between. Okay, fine. So that's what we say. Okay, so the question is, why is this a question on Rabbi Zeira? And we're out of time. So when we come back tomorrow, we'll explain why this whole brisa is a kashya Rabbi Meir, and then a very quick answer to that problem. Okay.